I want to start with a shaila, gentlemen. Tonight with a shaila, which is closely related to what we discussed yesterday. Teeth, Rabbi Yisai, various dentures, and what's called if you insert them, you take them out. Yeah. Braces that you want to take in and out on a regularly. They are here to straighten. Pardon?
Braces.
Pardon? In and out.
Retainers,
that's what they're called? Okay, retainers. No, maybe not retainers, because I'm talking about the ones to straighten the teeth. They'll make braces. Braces, yeah, that's what they're called. Okay, good. Now my question, Rabbi Yisai, is the following. We know that anything which has a medical aspect to it and a medical purpose is also on Shabbos because of Gzeir Shchikas HaMamonim. Surely a person who puts braces in before the retainers, that's also there is something medical to it. It's a medical, dentistry is in the medical profession for a reason. And it's not just for the looks and aesthetical, but it's obviously a medical reason for it. So the question therefore is, of course, if they're inserted permanently or semi-permanently, obviously, that's fine. But I'm referring to the ones you're going to put in and out, in and out, in and out, regularly. The question is this mutter also on Shabbos? Gzeira shchikas samamonim. Mutter also. So you are saying, Ms. Kiel claims, this may not be a refuah. This is not identified as a medical treatment. Straightening the teeth is not medical. Does everybody agree with that?
Wearing it on Shabbos is a continuation of treatment.
You place them, you reinsert them on Shabbos though. They were out and you put them in on Shabbos morning.
But it's still a continuation of treatment.
A continuation of treatment.
That's done every day, surely.
The fact that it's done every day, referring back to what we learned previously, that something which is done every day may be permitted. Perhaps, yeah?
There's no way to do it,
yes. Good! That's the point I wanted to get to. That's mamash the point I want to get to. We discussed yesterday, and that's another application of what we discussed yesterday. We discussed yesterday a question, and the question was that in Seif Mul Gimul we find that you're allowed to put, for somebody who's got a stomachache, bad stomachache, he's allowed to take a hot, the equivalent of a hot water bottle, but it's not exactly the same. It's a hot item, and to put it on his stomach, and that will relieve him from the pain. The question is, surely that should be also because of Shchikas HaMamonim. We learned also that we learned also that other similar cases of lahalos unkeli and other things which are relieving some of the pain. Is mutter. And the question is, why is this permitted? Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Kuf Lamed explained that things which you can only reach that treatment in a way that does not include samamonim, you're not going to use herbs. You cannot use herbs to relieve that pain. It's only something which can be achieved by a hot water bottle. So therefore, there is no Issah Shrika Samamonim. That's the concept we learned yesterday. We spoke about physiotherapy. There is no way you can have the outcome of physiotherapy by taking any medicines. You cannot reach that outcome. How can you do the physiotherapy? You can have an alternative. You can't take medicines which will do the same. Therefore, physiotherapy is mutter on Shabbos. Similarly, Naftali suggested, it's true, that the teeth, to straighten the teeth, even if we are going to accept that it is a medical treatment, there is no way you can achieve that by taking medicines. You can't. No medicine will straighten your teeth. Is that true? Therefore, it's mutter to take praise on Shabbos. Mutter. What do you think about your retainers? What be the lach of your retainers? Same thing? Yeah, I think there might be another head to that as well.
In the old days, with a toothache, you put up a cloth around the head.
Oh, yes. It's a relief pain. I think it might be. What do you think? It might be also, I think. Nechoy would be also. Nechoy might be also. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to page 336. Sif Mem Dalet. Roichtzin b'mei Groro, v'mei Chamton, v'mei Tverye. To wash. To wash. Roichtzin, to wash. B'mei Groro, v'mei Chamton, v'mei Tverye, in those springs, which are called Megoro, Mechamton, or Meitveria, the most famous one. Huvimayim Ayofim, and in the clean, clear waters, Shebiyam HaGadol, which are in the Great Sea, Afal Pi, although Shem Elohim, that it's salt water, you're allowed to go and wash yourself in the salt water. Now, the reason why a person would do that is for, clearly for medical reason. And that's what people tend to do, they go into salt water to do for a refuah. Yeah, that reminds us of where would people go now? They still for a refuah. Dead Sea, yeah, Dead Sea. People would still go there for medical purpose. What is it? What does it help?
Skin problems.
So would you be allowed to go into the Dead Sea for skin problems on Shabbos? How about I say, can you go into the Dead Sea if you've got...
I didn't realize it was as much as going to the sea in Gunson and Chavez. I thought that was always an
Issa. Leaving that aside. Let's just focus on the refuah aspect, okay? Say for whatever reason, it doesn't apply there. Are you allowed to go into the Dead Sea for medical purpose? What would you say? Skin issues.
That's referred.
Should be also. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Roichtzin b'mei grov, mei chamtun, mei tveria, b'mei mei yofin, shem mei gadol, afu pi shem eluchim, you're allowed to go into very exceptionally salty water, sheken derech lichoitz bohem, because it is the norm to have to wash in those salty waters, v'lekoi chocha, it's kind of a normal thing to do. People go into salty water to wash themselves. V'lekoi chocha, and it is not clear to the refuah kovit that he's doing refuah. It's not obvious he's doing refuah. He may just go for a swim. Avaloi b'mayim aroim shebiyam agol, but not in the filthy, dirty water of the Great Sea. Huvimei misha, and in water that flax was soaked into it. Mei misha sheme usim, because they smell. There's a strong odor emerging from there. Ve'en de'achlir chotz b'hem, and it is not normal to go and have a swim there or to wash there. You don't normally. You'd go there. El or refuah, only for medical purpose. You wouldn't go there normally. If you go there, it's obviously doing for medical reason. For dafka sheshay b'hem, and this is only if a person sits in there and spends a bit of time in the water. Only then it's mutam. Avol. But he may not shay b'hem if a person does not spend an extensive amount of time there. He just literally goes in and out. Muta, it's muta. She'enu nireh, because he would only appear, elokimeka, it only appears that he's having a little cooling down session. And it's not actually, he's not doing a medical treatment, he's just going there to wash himself, to quickly to cool himself, because it's so hot. He's going dipping in, dipping out, that cools himself, and that's why it's muta. And that's why people won't think that he's doing refuah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Kuf Lamed Zayin. Roichtzin, Perish. It means, af, although, shekavonosoy lerefuah, although his intention is medical, kevin sheroichtzin boim briim, since there's healthy people that will go there to have a wash, muta it's permitted. Ach, but, bizman, shein derech lichotz b'chamet Tveria, in places that you don't go normally in Chamet Tveria, el refuah only for medical purpose, also b'shabbos, it would be also on Shabbos Yom Shoei if he spends time there. So springs. Where are the springs?
Marienbad.
Yeah, that's right. Marienbad. There was a famous springs the Gedolim used to go to. A lot of Yidden used to go to the Marienbad. The springs. Where else are the springs? People go to springs, and it's not so in fashion anymore, no? Springs. It was used to be. No, I don't think. I'm not aware of. No. No spring. Yes, in Hungary there's in Hungary, in Czechoslovakia, and in Austria there's Marienbad. There was a place that had springs. Hey, people, a lot of people used to go there for medical. So is that on Shabbos or not? So the answer is that if people would go there for medical purpose only, it would be also. But if people would go there for a swim as well, it would be mutter. Yeah, so Tavkesh Shoyt, Sif Kotten Kuf Mem Aleph. Tavkesh Shoyt, the Muchim Elzel Refuah Ovid, is obvious that he's doing a medical treatment. Sharamayim Achurim Musuchim, if the dirt is, the water is very dirty, it's obvious he's doing a medical treatment. Ve'enoim Echam Beshvil Hanon is not there for enjoyment. So if it's obvious that he's doing a medical treatment, that would be also. Okay, we move on. Sif Mem Hey. Loichshim Al Nechoshim Ve'akrovim. Halachash. Now, I don't know what the translation of Halachash is. What's a lachash? You say, what's a lachash? You say something, pardon?
Whisper.
Whisper, yeah, literal translation of whisper. So you say, so you whisper, you make a lachash. And then what happens is that a choshim, the snakes and scorpions, vakovim, pishvil shel yazuku, you're a person who says a lachash, on the choshim vakovim, on the scorpions and snakes that they don't damage, they don't hurt. You know how to do that on Shabbos, that you say something onto the scorpion and it freezes, it doesn't move. Do you know how to do it? A lachash onto the scorpion, it doesn't bite. Have you tried it? No? So a lachash. It doesn't say, unfortunately, how you do it. It would be interesting to know. It doesn't say exactly how you say a lachash. The question is, if a person is able to say a lachash and the scorpion freezes and it doesn't move. Yeah? Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos or not?
Scorpion.
No. It would work to humans as well. Scorpions. You think that? What if it's let's say venom, but not life-threatening. Yeah, we have to learn how to do it. Unfortunately, it doesn't explain how. It'd be very interesting to know how you say lachash. The question is, can you just say something? What do you tell in a lachash? Chesid Sherebes, Mustoma. You can't zugen, I get a lachash. What do you say again? Reb Shaila, that does a trick. Oh, it's way noch besser. It was a goyse tzaddik, a big tzaddik, the Reb Shaila from Kerestir. A picture, it's known that the picture, if you have the picture of what it helps against, you have a picture, mice. Have you tried it? Your picture of Reb Shaila, no mice. We'll enter. Yeah, that's...
Well, I think the rat trap got it in the end.
Well, why did he go into the rat trap?
Yes.
Only because... So the question is, if you don't have a picture of Shaila handy, but you want to say something instead, you just mention his name, will he work? If you mention something and he makes the lachash, he makes... So the question is, can you do this on Shabbos or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Loichshim al nechoshim v'akovim b'shvil shel yaziku. You know how to say lachash on the nechoshim v'akovim that don't damage. Ve'em bekach mishum tzedek. Now the argument would have been that the reason why he cannot do that, the reason why he cannot say a lachash is because of tzedek. Because you're catching, you're trapping the animal. It's not moving anymore. Do you remember we spoke about tzod and we said the definition of tzod is what? What's the definition of tzod? That's right, restricting the animal's space. That's the definition of tzod. Now, who cares if it's in a physical way or perhaps in a... Is spiritual the right word? Is it the right word? Probably not the right word. If it's physically in a confined area or it just stops moving because of the lachash? So perhaps you'd argue that it is tzod. Shulchan Aruch says, no, it is not tzod. Any reason why is it not tzod? What would you suggest, Chaim? Why is it not tzod? I can hear it is tzod. You have confined the area.
Indirect.
It's not a conventional method of restricting the movement, says Chaim. Yeah? What do you want to say?
Why is it coming here?
Good question. It's indirect. It's not really got to do with the fuhr. You're right. You're right. The Mishnah Tziv Kuf Mem Gimel says... Gimel, that's the first word line. And although, he will not move anymore until he can catch him. Nevertheless, it's permitted. The ain't zay tzeda tivis, it's not a natural way of confining the, of doing tzeda, which is probably very, very similar, or probably pretty much identical to what Chaim suggested. It's not a natural way. It's not a normal way. It's not the natural way of catching an animal. So that's what the Mishabu does point out, that it's not we mentioned venom. It's not life threatening, because otherwise we'd be mutter anyway. So here we're discussing lachash. Now why is it here? It's a good point. Why is he mentioned over here? It's a little bit out of, I hear. It's not directly got to do with it. It's true. Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael Lachash. Lachash on Shabbos is mutter and is not considered tzedah. Siv mem vav. Noisim kliel gabi ayin le'oker. Person has got an eye and he wants his eyesight, his vision, disturbed and he wants to place a cold item on his eye which will make the eye function and release some of the it will make his eye a cold item, cold metal piece on his eye which will help him. So noisim kliel gabi ayin le'oker. You're allowed to place a cold item on your eye, lehokeh, to cool it down. Vehu, and that is sheklei nitl b'shabbos. That's as long as it is not a mukta item. Kuf mem dalat im mishnevura lehokeh. Perish, meaning mishe chosh be'enoi. It is talking about somebody who has got pain in his eye. For noisning klimat, you're allowed to place a metal item on his eye, al ha'ayin, kedei lekorer, in order to cool down his eyes. That will help him. V'u'al din, simli shemekifim betabaz, bekli ha'ayin, kedei shelo yispashet ha'nefach. Similarly also, you put a cold item in order that it shouldn't swell. V'kosev ha'chayodim, chayodim says, who din demuta litchuk besakin chabura, you're also allowed to squeeze with a knife the wound, kedei shelo yispashet, that it shouldn't increase, it shouldn't swell. Rabbi said this needs a bit of an explanation. How do you explain this interesting psak? Rabbi said, we're learning now. The person has got a swelling which is about to swell. And we're not talking about danger. We're long past the sifim of danger. And we're learning now that is a chole shein bo sakana. And we're learning now that swelling, it's probably the equivalent of an ice pack. So there was no ice packs the way we know them, but you take a knife and you put a cold knife on the place which had an impact, and you're doing that in order to the swelling to, well, the words of the Chayotam of the Mishnah Berurah is kidei shelo yispashet, that the swelling shouldn't increase. Why is this mutter? Surely this is a refuah. Rabbi said, we are saying that taking a swelling down is mutter, or avoiding a swelling to spread is mutter. Why? Surely, if we would have asked this 2 minutes ago, we would have all agreed that this is a medical treatment. And why is this taka mutter? Oh, very good. So now, that could be pshat, but I'm a bit uncomfortable about this, and I want to know your opinions. It could be that the pshat of this is that the reason why I'm allowed to put a knife on, or an ice pack, this is an ice pack. You have to put an ice pack on a wound. The reason might be because you cannot achieve this. You cannot achieve this based on what we learned in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Kuf Lamed. It comes in handy again. That the esoid is that refuah, the iso of refuah is only if it could lead potentially to grinding herbs. But if the medical treatment you're doing, I can only stress it again, if the medical outcome is something which can never be achieved by grinding herbs, by shrikas amamonim, then it is mutter. Because you're not going to end up doing shrikas amamonim, because you can't do shrikas amamonim for this. So the argument is perhaps, Rabbi Frankel suggests, that when it comes to an impact that was and is swelling, that you cannot do this. You can put an ice pack there, you can put a knife there to cool it down and to avoid the swelling, because you cannot do this with medicines. You cannot take away the swelling with medicines. And therefore it's mutter because shrikas amamonim was not said. It's a chiddush. I mean, I don't know. Is this...
Eye drops.
And they take down the swelling. Yeah, exactly. So I am uncomfortable at your explanation, because I think that at times swellings can be taken down with medicines. True or untrue? True, because that will be the... You can, right?
Yeah,
Maybe antibiotics make sense.
Exactly. So there is such a thing as medicines taking down a swelling. If that's the case, you're not going to differentiate between that kind of swelling and that kind of swelling and this place and that part of the body. It wouldn't make sense. Surely we can say that swellings can be treated with medicines. And if that's the case, then back to square one. Why is this mutter? Why are we saying that you're allowed to put, I'm reading the words of Chonoch again, noisning kli al gabe ein lehoke. You're allowed to take a cold item, which is over here, kli, a utensil, and put it on the eye, lehoke, to cool it down. As long as it's not mukta, it's definitely...
Could it be they didn't have that medication
like this? Perhaps one can suggest that there was no samamonim in those days which would treat swelling. If Rabbi Feingold is right in the understanding explanation of the Shulchan Aruch, what will come out?
Anything new
any way that you'd want to treat nowadays a swelling. So, which would be the ice pack, for instance, would be also, because you cannot bring this Shulchan Aruch to be matted. You can't say, yeah, nice and clear, okay? Which sieve cotton? Kuf Dalet? Yeah. Yeah, he brings any of the head, but he doesn't know the Makar. The Dilmadech Skulahi. Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. That's right, yeah. Must have seen it there, and I'm, yeah. Yeah, so he said, yeah, very good. That's right. Attack is there, yeah. So one second. So it comes out. The Rabbi said this is very important. So it comes out that nowadays, if a person has got had an impact or a blow which has a bruise and it will swell, what would be the halacha then? We're not talking about sakana. I'm miles away from anything sakana related. Miles sakana related. What would be the halacha?
Use an aspirin.
You can, based on what? According to the Shaitzin that you are telling me, is that he's not. His mom is like the way we said that this is not something which can be achieved through samamonim on him. The reason why it's mut is because the swelling cannot be taken down without samamonim on him. But if it's true that nowadays it can be taken down. We can take down swellings with medicines. We don't have a proof that it's mut. On the contrary, we've got pretty much a proof that it's also.
How do you take down swelling?
Ask the experts. Yeah. But that seems to be swellings. You're saying that dafka eyes.
Yeah, yes.
Well, see, that's something which I don't find comfortable to differentiate between a swelling on the eye and on the arm.
Ice.
But you can also take medicines which will take down swellings. So we are saying, according to the Bialocha, according to Shai Tzien, the reason why this is mutter is because you cannot take down swellings with medical treatment, with shchika samamonim. You cannot do it through medicines. It cannot be done shchika samamonim. Therefore, it's mutter. But if we're saying that actually nowadays we have ways of treating swellings with samamonim, then the halacha is going to be, it's going to be also. I think that might be the case. The only perhaps we can just suggest one heter. Why should be mutter to put an ice pack? I don't know generally ice packs. People who put ice packs on Shabbos, is it? I have one little sad to be matter. I don't know what you think, gentlemen. What do you think of an ice pack on Shabbos? A bruise, no sakana. I've got one little tzad to be matter, and that is what we learned previously about the plaster. Do you remember the Isparis? Shulchan Aruch said that you're allowed to put the plaster on. Why? At times you're allowed to put plasters on. Why?
Protection,
that's right. And the reason is if you're trying to avoid infection, I don't know if it's going to infect, not necessarily infection, but if you're avoiding the bruise to enlarge, anything that is protecting from something getting worse, any protection So yeah, not protecting necessarily from an infection. Could be that that'd be if that's the case, then even better. But even if you're not worried about an infection, but you're protecting, you're avoiding further increase of the swelling, since it's a protective measure as opposed to a treatment. If that's true, I'm not sure. If that's true, then it would be perhaps more time.
Can we say as far as like this? My son, the whole desire is Rishon Shvi'i Samoa.
Yeah.
Which no one does. No one grinds herbs today.
Yeah.
So we can only apply it to something that Chazal said.
Yeah.
But now, with what we mentioned now,
so okay, so what you're raising now is a very good question, and I'm going to spend a minute on this. What you are saying is about exactly what Tzitzis Shulchan claims. Tzitzis Shulchan Abchaim No, famously known as Abchaim No, he wants to say that nowadays people do not make medicines themselves, and we are not the experts. That's the loshon of Tzitzis Shulchan. So therefore, so according to that, we can basically. The whole Simchin Chavches is not really relevant according to the Tzitzis Shulchan. That's what he says. Because we don't do medicine. So the problem is that there's a discussion with regards to Tzitzis, with regards to why do we clap on Shabbos? Why do we... You're going to end up fixing a musical instrument. How many of you do know how to fix a violin? You know how to fix a violin? What about a trumpet? Do you know how to fix a trumpet? Do you know how to hold a trumpet? Never mind, fix it. Yeah, so the whole gzera doesn't, that, yeah. So it could be that, so the argument again, Chaznish was very upset, I'm saying there's many poskim who do not agree with the gzera, because that's a gzera, and it's true that the reason of the gzera, but once the gzera is established, we need another minyan la'atiro, we need another basin of the same league to be able to
so whatever Chazal tell us, we've got to keep, we're keeping.
Yeah.
But to find new things, to say now that there's an infection on the eye, which today could be a good thing, that would need to go.
That's an interesting spot. Yeah, Rabbi Feingold has got a big Pesach to be matir. He said that as far as the Gzeira goes, and we're not going to be moisif on the Gzeira. That's what he's saying. We're not moisif on the Gzeira. If that was mutter then, we don't have the courage to add something. And since the time of the Gzeira doesn't really apply so much anymore, so we cannot be moisif of anything. Yeah, interesting. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to finish over here, but this is a very important, we should maybe spend a bit more time with the Shulchan. I want to say that I once went to few Abonim, and I claimed that the Ksar Shulchan is a beautiful Tzvorah, but I've got a raya that the Mishnah doesn't hold of it. I've got a mefurish raya that the Mishnah doesn't hold of the Ksar Shulchan, and that's the fact that it doesn't mention this Mishnah and holds the Mishnah in Chav Ches. And when I mention this, the few Gdol Abonim Mishnahim, they like the Tzvorah, I think, because it's true, it's such a powerful Tzvorah, that the Ksar Shulchan makes so much sense. I don't know what the norm was in the 1910s in Adin. I don't know how people. I imagine there was already. I mean, I know there was already chemists, and there was already people wouldn't, you know, grind herbs in the back garden if they had a headache. So already the Mishnah Berurah, if you had agreed to this Svara of the Ksar Shulchan, would have been mentioned somewhere. So since it doesn't mention any of that, it appears that. And the understanding is that it doesn't agree to that. And the Gzeir is petikuna, the Gzeir is as strong as it always was. But it is certainly something which the Rabbonim are to a large extent they use this as a sniff. Okay, Rabbi, so just to recap and summarize what we learned this evening, Pesiat Deshmaya. We spoke about going into Chamei Tveria and other. Into the Dead Sea, which we said that if a person is allowed to do that, unless it's evident that he's doing a medical treatment. So if a person is absolutely clear he's doing some medicine, then it would be awesome. Otherwise, it's muta. Lachash, we said, is muta, and it's not considered trapping on Shabbos. We spoke about putting an a cold item on the eye, which is muta, as long as it's not mukta. And that's the main topics we discussed tonight. Okay, I wish you a very good evening, Abba Yisrael, and we'll continue Be'ez HaShem. I mean, it's very important topics tomorrow.